Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There has been a blockbuster trade here. I can see it now. Ian Rappaport has it as well, BT. Hold on to your seat here. Bogus just came in and tried to alert us to this. I'm looking at it right now. This has been confirmed, I believe, by multiple people, but I'm seeing it with Ian Rappaport as well. Sauce Gardner is going to the Colts.
What?
The Jets have traded Sauce Gardner.
Bullface truth. I nailed it. There's one.
The Jets have traded Sauce. You know what? This shows me that they have a clue.
I love this, dude. I love this. I mean, Gardner.
Told you he was overrated.
I wasn't pushing back.
Yeah. Well, we got into the fight a couple weeks ago about the Jamar Chase specifically.
Oh, yeah, but that's a coverage thing. But, but just to this, I really have no problem with this at all. Matter of fact, I like this. What are they getting back? I would like to know that. I think that they foolishly gave him an extension. I mean, and they lamented that. I'm very surprised he's looked the way he's looked. Wow, you want to talk about a bold move. And I agree. This shows a conviction. This shows a direction.
Good for
this
Mucci.
Yeah, let's go.
And Glenn.
And Mucci's been very good at trade so far. He's made some, lower level, not a profile like Sauce, but wow, this is a rocker right here. Let's go, baby.
Oh. We got Baldy here on the line. Dude, you'll love this. This is giving me goosebumps.
Oh,
Colts are trading 2 first round picks.
You
got to
be kidding me, Sal. This is fantastic, baby. Let's go. Hey, give me some, Hoff. This is the day.
Hoff, why are you hitting me?
Easy, Hoff. He's fragile over there.
We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, I didn't think they had it in them.
Wow.
I'm pleasantly surprised here. Give us your initial reaction to hearing Sauce Gardner traded to the Colts.
I mean, I'm surprised. I really am. I thought he was going to be a core player for a long time with this organization, especially Aaron Glenn being a former corner with the Jets and the relationship you thought has not played great, certainly over the last 2 seasons. But I just did the Colts game against Pittsburgh, and I talked to Lou Anarumo on the sideline before the game, and they had just gotten Jalen Jones back, and he'd been hurt. And he looked at me and he goes, yeah, so what? Okay, well, what am I supposed to do with that? The Colts feel like they can make a legitimate run. I know the offense didn't play well against Pittsburgh, but I feel like they think they can make a legitimate run through the AFC. And if they had a real number one corner that could match up when they got to play some of these teams, that it would only help them because the front is very good. The linebackers are very good.
Okay, no disrespect to the Colts, but I don't care about the Colts right now. Let's get to the Jets' perspective here. I mean, Baldy is coming out of nowhere. And to get 2 first-round picks here, this shows like a boldness and a direction, like a clear willingness to make a call that's going to be unpopular in the eyes of some Jet fans, not me. But doesn't this have to give Jet fans some more confidence that the front office has a clue and a grip on what they want to do?
Well, they just traded away 2 starting corners, in the last week now. Michael Carter, to the Eagles. And now, it's clearer that they're looking at the future here. And they're going to get as many chips as they can to go, whether it's to get a quarterback, whatever it is. They are thinking long term with this group right here. And that's what it tells me, that we're willing to trade one of our, key core players to build for what we think can be a better future if we can keep this group together right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Sauce as a player overall, Baldy, watching the film? You think he's overrated, or where are you at with Sauce?
Well, I mean, he was dynamic his first year. I mean, he just threw a net over every receiver that he went against, and they couldn't get past him, and he was an all-pro player. But he has not played at that level since then. He doesn't look like he has a great deal of confidence in when he's going against elite players. The way you got to play in this league, you got to keep your hands off guys. You got to play the ball in the air. The ball skills are non-existent. I've teased him about it. Like he What does he have? One interception in the last 2 years? And then how many for his entire career? I mean, you know, your corners, you want your corners and safeties to be able to take the ball away, mm-hmm. whether it's tips, whether it's, you know, just the instincts of where the ball is going to be and beating the receiver to the spot. Like, he doesn't produce in that area the way that I think a lot of teams covet. Now, if you're just shutting guys down or you're defending passes, like he did his rookie year when he had 20 passes defense, you can live with that. But if guys are getting over...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the top on you, and you're committing penalties, and you're not taking it away, then, you know, you're not an elite player in this business.
So what's next for him here? I mean, listen, we like to have you on and get to the film stuff and how players are doing, but, I mean, this is breaking news. This is a big day. I mean, Breece Hall, would you trade him? And what do you do? You just keep going if you're the Jets?
I think so. I mean, Breece Hall's had a fantastic game in the last week. You can see that he still has vision and cutting ability and breakaway speed. He's got all that. But, I mean, if you're going to trade away Sauce, then why not? I mean, you just won a game without Garrett Wilson. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's supposed to be their best receiver, and it's the best the quarterback's ever looked, you know. And so, you know, I mean, Tyler Johnson looked just fine. And, you know, maybe the rookie, you know, Aaron Smith can be okay. But regardless, I don't think anybody is untouchable at this point. I mean, it's clearly about the future if you're trading away Sauce in the very prime of his career.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. BT and Sal talk about Brian Baldinger. Don't you think, Baldy, that this can expedite the process of bringing in guys to clean up what has been a horrible culture for so long? When you have Muji, new GM, Aaron Glenn, new head coach, they tried winning some games here. Finally, you got the win against the Bengals. But the only way to really change the culture is to change the roster and rid yourself of the players, even if they're good players like Sauce or potentially Garrett Wilson or Breece Hall. Don't you think that expedites the process here and it's something you could be excited about from a Jets perspective, trying to clean house and bring in new players?
Well, we've seen the Jets with 4 first-round draft picks. They didn't change much at one point in their careers. I mean, it depends on what you're doing with them and what kind of players you're bringing in and what you're looking for. And so, you know, Darren's going to get this opportunity to bring in his kind of guys. Not that Sauce wasn't. I'm sure Sauce, I mean, every time I've been in practice, he's the first guy on the field. Like, he's always working. You know, he's always preparing. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with Sauce, the person, the culture, or anything like that. He just didn't have massive production at the quarterback position. But, yes, they got an opportunity. I mean, I think there's a lot of guys over there. I mean, it's not that there's that many veterans, but I think everybody's sick of losing over there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if Quinnen was on the show with us right now, like, he'd tell you he's sick of losing, sick of, you know, being in the lazy boy at 5 o'clock after another loss, you know? I mean, so, you know, at some point you go, you know, I mean, let me go someplace else and win some games, see what that's like.
I don't know how much you can answer this better than us for sure, but like when you get traded in the NFL, it's obviously different than getting traded in baseball where you just get in the batter's box and do your thing, et cetera. You know, some plays in the NBA, so that's a little different, but going from, whether it's Sauce or anybody, from one franchise midweek, midseason to another, that's different stuff in the NFL, no?
It is, but I mean, Jalen Phillips just left Miami, and that's a miserable place to be right now, and he's playing for Philadelphia, and he looks like the happiest guy on earth. But, you know, it depends on, you know, if it's about winning and the culture of winning and that feeling you get from winning, then Sauce is going to be in a better place, much better place. They've got a really good team, really good team. So is it difficult? Yeah, like, you know, in the middle of the week, who's taking care of the house? What do I take with me? You know, what's where do I live? Like, all the, you know, am I in a hotel for the rest of the season? I mean, all those kind of things. You got to, it's your day off. You're going to Indianapolis at some point today. Your life just changed. You're no longer a New Jersey resident. You're in Indianapolis where you don't know anything. He's from Detroit, so maybe he's been to India a little bit. But, yeah, your life has changed, but sometimes it's changed for the better.
Baldy, how about the Giants here? I thought it was an embarrassing performance against the Niners team that was certainly vulnerable, being as banged up as they were. What'd you see on film, Giants-Niners from Sunday?
Defensively, that was awful. Just awful. I mean, you know, to see them run the ball 8 times in a row, right down their throats. There's nothing that you want on your resume. There's just nobody wants that on the resume. Like, you couldn't get them off the field. They didn't do anything. They literally, I mean, you're paying all these guys this money. Brian Burns got himself, you know, another sack, and, you know, Abdul got a fumble recovery there to take him off the field. But, like, they're not affecting the game at all, any of them. I mean, what Deontay Banks did on that Brian Robinson touchdown is just embarrassing. And you have to be called out when you play like that. But, they just didn't do anything defensively. And if it's not for Jackson Dart, they probably don't score a point. You know, I mean, that guy is everything. He's the whole offense.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, that guy is amazing. I just feel bad that he's got very little help around him. I don't know what happened to Tyrone Tracy. He looked like a good back last year. Like, I don't know what he's doing right now, but it's not like he's breaking tackles or doing anything like we thought, you know, we were looking at from a year ago.
Boldy, what is Dart's best quality?
He has an unbelievable ability to maneuver in a pocket and keep a play alive. And whether he's running or whether it's, you know, finding an open receiver, but it's just, it's the competitive fire that he has. And sometimes I wish he didn't have that much. So, like, I thought Tatum Bethune put him to sleep, you know, in the middle of the field on a scramble. Like, I was worried the way he got hit. I'm glad they flagged it. But regardless, like, he's got to protect himself. But the competitive fire and just the unbelievable awareness in a pocket and where to maneuver. He's very good at it.
Baldy, make a case for the Giants to keep Joe Shane and Brian Daboll.
Well, you got 8 or 9 games left to play. You know, if you show some level of improvement overall, or just competitive fire and win some games, they got to win games. I mean, period. I don't care who they beat and how they beat them. But we're seeing teams that are coming off the mat and playing good football, like, it's not, they've got to finish way better. That was, like, to see the 49er fans in that stadium, like, that was gut-wrenching if you're Brian Daboll or Joe Shane right now. And that's going to happen again. It's going to happen again to a team that's coming into that stadium.
Yep.
49ers travel like crazy, but that will happen again this year. And that would be gut-wrenching if it's all the opposing team in that stands.
Yeah, and what I was saying, Baldy, once they play the lower profile teams at the end of the year that don't have a national brand, that don't travel, well, then they'll just be empty seats instead of, you know, the opposing fans, and that's going to make it untenable for ownership. So I think they're going to have a new coach, and I know it's a little early for this year, but we, you know, throwing names out. I mean, Belichick. I mean, do you call them? I mean, is he done? Is it worth it? What do you do?
Well, yeah, I mean, if he's available, I don't know where the contract is at North Carolina. If he's available, you know, he basically got his start in New York with Parcells and started off as assistant special teams. I mean, he knows the history of this organization and the Mara family. I mean, you should at least, if he is available, make the call, have the conversation. But you'd kind of like to see this thing build with somebody young and fresh, you know, the way some of these franchises, nobody knew Nick Sirianni. You know, when he came to Philly, he was the 7th guy on their list of guys that they interviewed that year. But you kind of like to see it build with a proven general manager and a young coach that you could grow with.
Thank you, Baldy. We appreciate the time as always.
Okay, you bet, guys.
Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.